Commodity prices are going up on just about everything essential, which is going to spell higher costs for pretty much everything. It really pains me to say this so definitively, but inflation is likely going to be around for a while, and it will build. Because when the raw inputs for items go up in price, with a demand that has not either changed or what we've actually been seeing since the stalling and then restarting of the economy, is demand soaring. Price inflation is what's going to result. And if you juxtapose that with the very real aspect of shutting out the world from an essential player in raw resources, Russia, what you're going to have is a global shock, which will result in higher prices. Let me break it down this way. Russia supplies over 25% of the resources needed for fertilizer. If that 25% goes away, the price of fertilizer doesn't just go up 25%, it goes up far higher because of the supply shock. And the tricky thing with raw resources is that they're the basis for everything that else gets built upon it, just like oil in our economy. We need oil for chemical fertilizers, transporting everything, treating everything. It's literally the foundation of the whole economy. So I'm going to just list off a bunch of prices and what they've increased in the past couple of months to give you kind of an idea of what's happening here. Nickel has gone up 120%. Natural gas, 114%. Heating oil, 114%. Crude oil, 95%. Brent crude oil, 90%. Gasoline, 79%. Wheat, 78%. Coffee, 75%. Cotton, 73%. Aluminum, 61%. Corn, 38%. Sugar, 30%. Soybean, 21%. Copper, 18%. Gold, 13%. And lithium has nearly doubled in price just in the 3 months of 2022 alone. And we're seeing the reported consumer price index, or the inflation index, at pretty much 8% in the US. Well, stark reality, and likely more pain to come. Sorry, I don't have anything more uplifting today. Take care. Hang in there. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.